This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 2nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Speaking at the Religious Liberty Summit in Rome, Italy on July 21st, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito cautioned that religious liberty is now threatened worldwide.
Religious liberty is under attack in many places because it is dangerous to those who want to hold complete power. When ISIS occupied northern Iraq, thousands of Yazidi men and boys were slaughtered, and thousands of women and girls were raped and forced into marriage with ISIS fighters. In Nigeria, Christians have been under constant attack. In Egypt, numerous Coptic churches have been attacked, and many worshipers have been killed. In India, Hindu and Muslim groups have brutally assaulted each other since independence. And in China, of course, there is the unspeakable treatment of the Uyghurs.
Most recently, Muslim radicals are putting pressure on Christian churches in Burkina Faso, Africa. In Myanmar, the Burmese military's Major General Zaw Min Tu took to a press conference last week, announcing that any criticism of Buddhism in the country would be punished. And as The Worldview reported on Monday, Hmong Christians in northern Vietnam are being persecuted by gangs. In some cases, they are exiled from their homes by their animist relatives. Quite a bit is at stake as the U.S. Senate considers the Disrespect for Marriage Act. Alliance Defending Freedom President Michael Ferris told radio talk show host Todd Starnes last week that this bill could lead to polygamy and plural marriages. Listen.
The plain truth is this act goes well beyond codifying Obergefell. It allows for any state definition of marriage to be federally enforced. So if a state decides we're going to go polygamy or plural marriages or all kinds of things that are out there in the left lexicon these days, that could be a problem.
Plus, Ferris said that this Disrespect for Marriage bill will result in churches and 501c3 groups losing their tax-exempt status with the IRS if they were to oppose the state on faux homosexual marriage.
The IRS can be sent against nonprofit organizations, denying them their tax-exempt status if they fail to adhere to this definition of marriage.
To their credit, Alliance Defending Freedom has sponsored a letter to U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate, encouraging a no vote on the bill. Among the 83 signatories are Al Mohler, Franklin Graham, Tony Perkins, Jim Daly, and Kelly Shackelford. If you have not yet taken the time to call your two U.S. senators, please do so today. Ask them to vote against the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. Call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Meanwhile, corporate America has come together to advocate for the bill's passage. Spearheaded by the homosexual group Human Rights Campaign, 173 businesses endorsed the sexually perverted agenda in a July 28th letter to the U.S. Senate. Psalm 2, verse 3 reminds us that these businesses set themselves against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder." The U.S. military has taken out another terrorist leader, reports Politico.com. Al-Qaeda's number two guy, after Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was killed in a U.S. drone strike on Saturday at 9:48 p.m. in Kabul, Afghanistan, as he stood on the balcony of his home. The Christian, quote, evangelical, end quote, socialist, Ron Sider, died over the weekend at 82 years of age. He is best known for his book, Rich Christian in an Age of Hunger. Sider's more recent book, Just Politics, advocates against the death penalty and in favor of the redistribution of wealth. In addition, he called for extremely high taxes on fossil fuels so as to, quote, double or triple the prices of these products, end quote. In his criticisms of Donald Trump in 2020, Ron Sider made the claim that the Democrats' efforts to reduce poverty would do a good job of reducing abortion in America, whereas Donald Trump would not, quote, substantially change, end quote, or reduce abortions in the U.S. The Indiana State Senate passed a bill banning abortion with the exceptions of rape and incest. However, the pro-life Indiana Right to Life organization has decried the bill as woefully inadequate, failing to, quote, provide any meaningful enforcement provisions, end quote. At least 28 people are confirmed dead from the extensive flooding in eastern Kentucky. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is asking the nation to pray.
Next couple days are going to be hard. We've got rain and maybe even a lot of rain that's going to hit the same areas. Please pray for the people in these areas. And if you are in the areas that are going to get hit by rain, make sure you stay safe. Make sure you have a place that is higher ground.
Jeremiah 14:22 asks, are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Lord our God? Therefore, we will wait for you, since you have made all these. Various groups have tried to assess the damage done to children by school closures for the COVID-19 panic-demic. The World Bank is guessing that this will cost the young generation $21 trillion in earnings over their lifetimes. And the National Center for Education Statistics says that 70% of U.S. public schools report an increase in the number of students looking for mental health services. And finally, the Consumer Price Index is running at 9.1%, while hourly paychecks register only a 5.1% increase. That's a 4% loss for American workers. The benefit of the free money in the form of the stimulus checks from 2020 and 2021 has worn off. And now, according to studies conducted by the Lending Club, 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That's a 9% increase year over year. Another study from Pew Research found that workers who changed jobs over the last year enjoyed an inflation-adjusted pay increase of 9.7%, while the others lost about 2% in their income. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.